fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again. Hero of the greatest legend of the West. His face was masked. No one could guess the inspiration for his life and self-sacrifice. But everyone paid tribute to his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness. Here was a champion of right against might, the symbol of American justice and American democracy, the Lone Ranger. Town, men gathered in the cafe each evening. From time to time, a small back room was used by those who sought privacy for their low-voiced conferences. In the back room of the cafe, Baldy Hanover, the notorious outlaw, sat with two of his cronies when they heard a significant knock on the private entrance.
Sit tight, you two. That might be Cleve, it might not be. I got my guns ready just in case. Jake, you open that door.
Right.
What do you want?
Baldy
Hanover. Stop all this stepping around and let me in to see him.
All right, Cleve, come in. Shut that door, Jake.
Yeah, it'll be a sight easier to see the President of the United States than you, Hanover. Now, what do you want of me, anyhow? What's the idea of all this foolishness?
Sit there, Cleve. Yeah, I suppose you start over and speak in a more respecting way.
Respecting? Of you? Why, you stage runner.
I said respecting! Wasn't ready to take orders from me, you wouldn't be here.
All right, then. You win. Show your hand. Only tell me why you had to be marched to the side of the building by the barkeep and then made to hand over my gun.
Jake, you got your gun on you?
Nope.
The only guns in this party are held by me and my pard Lefty there. You ain't no better than Jake Smith, Cleve. What's more, I ain't yet explained why I wanted you two gunslingers here. If you don't like my play, you can leave and get your guns. If you decide to go in with me, you'll get your guns and hear more plans.
Been with you already. Didn't ride all the way from the Trigger Bend country for the fresh air I'd get.
Need cash?
Bad enough to take orders from you to get it.
Good.
The law must be real lax around here. You're allowed to hang your hat.
Yeah. I got friends here, Cleve.
What's your scheme? Get to the point so as I can start drinking to it.
The point ain't far from here. Have you ever heard of the Lone Ranger?
I should hope to say so.
Good. That saves explaining. Now then, Lefty, you tell Cleve your side of it. Lefty works in the Western Union office. You savvy?
Yeah.
I see all the messages that go to the wires from my office.
So?
Well, a few
days ago, an old settler here came to my office. Her name's Maggie something or other, but she's called Mustang Maggie. She come in and hammered on the counter with a fist that looked as hard as any man's ever seen.
I'll be there when I get there, Diggy.
I've got to have some service, and quick.
All your horses, King.
Dad, that's your lefty. This here's an important message, and it's to get sent to Washington, D.C. I read a powerful long ways to get here, and you step lively.
All right.
Where's the message and who's it for?
There's a name and address. I hope you can read.
You mean it? This man?
That's what it says, ain't it? Now you get that doodigger clicking.
But there ain't no name signed to this.
You put them two letters on the bottom. That's all you got to do. The gent that gets the message will know what it means.
Yeah, yes, and I'll tend to it funnel right away. Tell that the message was a mighty important one by the way I told you I acted.
What was the message?
It said that the man that sent it was holding important papers that he couldn't deliver. He was laid up with bad wounds.
I'll take over now, Lefty. Cleve, the man that sent the message was the Lone Ranger, and he's in bed at Mustang Mag's ranch, hovering between life and death with bullet wounds.
The Lone Ranger is?
Just so. So we're going to get the paper he has. It's mighty important and worth plenty to the government. Once we get our hands on that paper, we can tell Uncle Sam where to get off at. We can get a full pardon for all that's chalked up against us.
Yeah. You sure of that, Baldy?
I'm dead sure. That's why I sent for you. I thought you'd be interested in helping us.
Not only me. I know of plenty of others with a price on their heads that'd be willing to do the same.
We'll just ride up there and take it. If we gotta shoot, we'll shoot.
But, what about the, cash you said we could get?
Just how much cash do you figure folks would raise if they had to do it to ransom off the Lone Ranger?
Plenty.
Thousands.
More than that.
Yeah. Now, look. We'll take him with us, savvy.
No good, Baldy.
Why no good?
Well, that's been tried before. Shucks, we wouldn't have a chance of capturing the Lone Ranger. Well, that's been tried and tried.
But they've been going after right. Now, the way I got things planned, it'll be a cinch.
Has the government sent a reply to that message?
Nope.
Not by telegraph, anyhow. If they do, I'll know about it.
Might be worth talking over. No harm in planning, anyway. As I said, I know a lot of good gunslingers that I can get to help us out.
Keep talking. I think I heard something move outside the door.
Sure, I can get a lot of gunslingers. Men that'll fall right into line with us.
Good men.
Now wait.
So even stupid a bartender come in here.
Now wait, listen. Hold on.
Outside the door, huh?
What about a bartender?
All right. I was listening. I heard what you said.
You admit it, eh?
I admit it. And you ain't going to do it.
What?
I've been here a good many years. I know enough to keep my mouth and my eyes shut to plenty of things that went on. But this year's different.
So what do you figure on doing?
Baldy, you can't move again the Lone Ranger. You can't do it.
Who'll stop me?
Every man jack in town. But ain't a man or boy here that wouldn't start gunfighting to stop such a scheme as you're talking about.
How they know about it if you don't tell them?
I will tell them.
I had my gun now.
You don't need a cleave. I got mine. Jake, shut that door.
Baldy, you don't dast.
Don't I? We'll see about that. You acted mighty careless just now, bartender. Too careless. It's going to mean that you'll have to be fixed so you ain't able to talk.
Now listen to me, Baldy. Don't be a fool.
I don't aim to be.
You can't fight every man in town. They'll learn your plan somehow.
No. If you've got any last words, take them.
I won't be talking.
He's going to the window. Shoot him.
Get that door open.
You hit him.
He's running. He's still moving, that crazy fool.
Missed again.
Hey,
the door to the bar. We
got to
shove off fast.
Hey, let me do some shooting. You let that clear get away.
Hey, hit him. You hit him. Squeal.
Yeah, you didn't drop, you know.
What's going on there? Open the door.
Come on. Get out and get away. Horses right in the back.
Hold on there. We'll shoot the door down. What's going on inside there? What's the shooting?
None of your business. Stay on your side of the door. Stop, lid. That means keep up.
They can pull his horses.
Are we right, Blue?
Yeah, mount up. Ride with me toward the door. First thing is to get away from here.
Get up there.
Get up. wrenched in pain and fear from the cruelly driven spurs. The four plotters raced from the cafe. Above the clatter of hoofs, Baldy cried out.
Please, he says he can line up four men.
Sure I can, but not enough to beat the whole town.
Then get what men you can. I know where to get what's needed to clean up the town if we get it.
Who will you get?
Indians. A couple of hundred of them. I'll show you. While Baldy Hanover starts a thing, he finishes.
I'm barkeep in the cafe.
What you want here with all these rumpus? I've got a sick man inside this house, and I can't. Keep going.
Wait. I got a message. It's a Baldy Hanover bunch. They're coming.
Who?
Worst pack outlaws this side of jail. They're scheming for the paper the Lone Ranger has. Lefty's in with them.
Who's Lefty?
The telegraph man.
Why, that double-crossing two-faced...
They rid off. Shot me. They're coming back. There are plenty of men. They'll capture the Lone Ranger.
Black fun, they will.
But they will, Mag. They'll have enough men to do it.
Where in country is Missouri? Why ain't there spavin going around when it can be of use?
You got to tell everyone that you need them, Mag. Tell the men to get here. Get here as soon as they can.
What's the matter with you? You hurt?
Nicked by a slug, not bad. Ain't nothing to worry about.
I'll get a horse and ride back to town with you. I'll show them poor cats a reception when they come here. I'll make it so hot for them they'll think they moved into a furnace.
My sakes. Look.
Huh? Oh, here. Tonto. Tonto, come quick. My sakes, Thane, you get yourself back into bed.
Meg.
Inviting fever and a relapse by getting up on your weak as a kitten.
What matter? You call Tonto?
Your friend is out of his bunk.
No, you get back. Let Tonto help.
Here.
Tom. Tracy, don't waste what strength you do have left in talking. Hold him on the roadside, Tonto. He's back in the bunk. This is an awful reckless thing he's done. Like to set him back no end.
Tonto, Hickson.
Stretch him out here. Oh, what in thunderation did you try to tell me? Write it out, partner, if you can.
I must go.
Go? Where'd you think I'm going? You ain't leaving this here house.
That's why him get up.
The bartender from town was telling about the Baldy Hanover pack.
What name?
Baldy Hanover. You know him?
Oh, him plenty bad.
Barkeep, get back outside and shut that door. Go on, tell the men in town what you told me.
Yes, ma'am.
No.
And get going now. You know Hanover, Tonto?
Me know him.
Well, don't matter anyhow. The barkeep will get all the men in town to come here if they're needed. Baldy had a notion to kidnap the Lone Ranger.
Maybe that white friend wants to leave. Not right?
He's nodding. But why'd you want to leave here? The men in town are plenty to stand off a handful of thieving polecats.
You not know him.
What don't I know?
Baldy got plenty friends.
Oh, there can't be more than a dozen men to work with him.
More.
More than a dozen? Well, there'll be 50 men from town. That ought to be plenty.
Not enough.
Do you mean to say Baldy can get more than 50 men to come here?
That's right.
I don't believe it.
Baldy, him quarter breed.
Quarter breed?
Him part Indian, part Apache. Him get Indian.
You mean he can get a tribe of savages to help him?
That's right.
Here, get back there.
Tom, wiped out. Can't stay.
Well, you're going to stay. And if the whole town has to be wiped out in your defense, I can't think of no way them men would sooner die.
One horse raced like mad through the night. Old Missouri, the close friend of Mustang Mag, hurried to the house, where the Lone Ranger was recovering from his wounds.
Mag! Are you at home? Is Tonto here?
Missouri, land sakes, it's high time you got here.
I was in town. The barkeep had news.
Oh, he got there, huh? Then you know about the Baldy Hanover gang.
Yeah. I didn't wait for no details. I come here fast.
Missouri, listen. Step off in the porch so I can talk to you.
Mag, them outlaws won't have a chance.
Missouri, we're in trouble up to the neck and getting deeper.
Huh?
Baldy Hanover has ideas of stealing the paper that belongs to the government and stealing the Lone Ranger at the same time.
What's the government paper?
It tells all about plans of renegade armies over the border. The Lone Ranger was supposed to turn it over to Colonel Blake, but he was shot before he could do it.
So now what?
I sent a message to Washington explaining about that paper. Lefty in the telegraph office told Balder Hanover, and Balder's out to make trouble.
Yes. That narration, he won't get far.
Yeah, that's what I thought at first.
Of course he won't. Every man in town will be hearing. Huh? At first.
At first.
What do you mean by that?
The Lone Ranger is still determined to get away from this house. Baldy has a whole band of Apache Indians to work with him. The men that fight here have more than they can handle.
Golly.
We can't let the Lone Ranger leave. He done so once and near brought on his death.
He's got to stay here.
It's against his will.
What's Tonto say?
Oh, poor Indian. He's sick with worry.
He figured to leave the Lone Ranger here?
Tonto says he can't be moved. He just can't. That's all there is to it.
That settles it, then.
Tonto's up again an injury that he can't handle. He's real worried about his friend.
Meg, do you mean to say the Lone Ranger may get well?
Tonto says he should have showed signs for better before now.
If what?
If the things Tonto was doing was helping him. Oh, Missouri, why ain't there some real good doctors around here?
Gosh, I don't know.
Tonto was telling me that there's some much needed. A surgeon, for one thing. One that knows more about treating wounds than Tonto does. Medicines to give him back his strength. And things to fight the infection and the fever.
Mag, them things is needed, sure enough. But we ain't got them.
I know we ain't.
Talking of them ain't finding a way to lick the Redskins.
I know it ain't.
Mag, I...
Quiet. Look into the window there.
Huh?
Look at Tonto. There he is on his knees beside the Lone Ranger's bed.
Shakes alive.
Take a look at that, Missouri. And see something the good Lord may never let you see again. An Indian praying to his creator. And it won't only be the life of the Lone Ranger he'll be asking for.
This Lone Ranger, not given strength to leave, please spare life of all men from town. That chat and hits me too. Makes me ready to fight. We'll show them something what happens when they try to stop us.
Calm yourself, Paul.
It's the engine blowed in.
Now listen to me.
What is it?
How soon do you think the Redskins will be ready to start?
The longer we wait, the better.
The Lone Ranger may leave Mag's place.
No, he won't. If he was able to leave, he wouldn't have her send that telegram.
Yeah, that's so.
Leave those critters dance and sing. Let him go till noon. Let him go all night, all morning. By noon, they'll be raring to fight.
Wasted time.
No such thing. They got to get more than mad before they'll tackle the cities.
How many would you say are here?
200, 300.
Okay.
Enough. I'll warrant that, Lefty. Enough. More than enough to wipe out every one that's in our way. By noon tomorrow, we'll be making our attack. By sunset at the latest, we'll have the Lone Ranger.
Shouted and danced with wild leaps about their council fires, the townsmen dropped their weapons to Mustang Mags. As each group of pioneers arrived in the course of the night, Tonto met the men and told them the unpleasant news.
Apache and plenty savage Indian come without law.
Without exception, the men reacted in the same way.
We're here to stick.
Oh,
Tonto told the men that it was the Lone Ranger's desire to have no lives lost.
He wanted Missouri and me to leave him too.
That's just like him.
He wanted to be left here alone.
And die?
That's right. Or be captured with death a sure thing.
We're here to stick.
Look. Here's Apache's coming. The thing to do is to make a stand inside the house.
Well, that's how I figured it.
I got the house fixed as best I can do. The furniture is moved back.
Some of us can take fire and posts in the barn.
That's a good idea.
Some on the second floor of the house.
Yeah, poke some holes in the roof if you want. Just big enough to stick a rifle through.
Yeah, the more points of fire we have, the better.
We'll go inside and get organized. No telling how soon the attack will start.
It won't be long. I can promise you that.
The sun rose with about 50 men in place in Mustang Mag's house and barn. The Lone Ranger, his face drawn by weakness and saddened by the sight of so many friends who stood ready to lay down their lives in his defense, was on a bunk in the center of the house, barricaded by upturned tables and trunks.
I've got plenty of strong coffee for you, boys. Just yell out when you want some.
We will, Mag.
I'll go outside and stand watch. Those Tonto can come in and get a mite of rest.
Oh, Missouri. Huh? Tell Tonto that the Lone Ranger has a scheme.
Yeah?
I can see it. I can see it in the way he's been studying the layout of the room. He figures to get to his feet and walk out and give himself up when the attack comes. That'll stop the puppy.
He can't do that.
We'll try. Tell Tonto.
Gosh, I sure will.
The hours dragged by to 9 o'clock, then 10.
They may not come till after dark.
I can't tell. Likely to show up any time. Can't let down watching.
O'clock. Then noon, when the sun was highest and hottest.
They're coming! They're coming! Get ready to fight!
Hey, Sam! Look down, Doc!
Yeah, here's one to start them thinking.
Get them riding down here! Give it to them, boys! Open fire and keep firing!
Raced in, then formed a large circle surrounding the house and barn. They rode constantly nearer to the house, getting close enough to take up their bows and arrows that were tipped with flame.
Don't let them use fire! That'll be our finish!
Keep the guns barking, boys!
Indians are handy with their guns. They're coming close every time.
Ow, my arm!
You ain't keep that one, boy. That's just a scratch. I seen this.
Meg, you've been hit yourself.
Oh, I know it.
Meg, you wounded your shoe.
Never mind, you're so good. Catch me another shoot now, and I'll have a hand at this. I just wish them ordering leaders and cover up your faces. There's one red skin out of the fight.
While the fighting was at a peak, the Lone Ranger tried feebly to rise against the strength of Tonto.
What a waste, Tonto. Men dying.
No. No, you stay here.
Oh, look there! Fire!
Powder smoke and water was slopped all over the floor. A score of the brave men had fallen with wounds and others still fought on. It had become a losing fight. The arrows tipped with flame were falling regularly on the roof and outside the house. Only a question of minutes and the water would be gone. Then fire would end the fight. Tonto raced toward a door.
No need to say, open door. Let Silver in.
No, don't do it. Want Silver in here.
Him one horse.
Tonto, here, grab that horse. He's only hit the whisper and Silver, take him out of here into the hands of the enemy.
Not only way. Lone Ranger say no other way now.
Then he knows we ain't a chance. Oh, Tonto. Tonto. Kill him, ain't a man here that wants his life to be spared by the Lone Ranger's surrender.
He open door.
Meg, I hear the bugle.
Oh, you're hearing the
bugle. I am, huh?
I hear the bugle. Oh, you go.
Hey, Beast, Missouri. Look over there.
Body of troops burst into view with guns firing. The Indians knew better than to face those hard-riding soldiers. They broke, fled, and were pursued. The men inside the house raced into the open to watch the thrilling spectacle of flags and banners flying above the riders' heads. Colonel Blake himself rode to the house, dismounted, and stepped inside.
I'm here to see the Lone Ranger.
Oh, you know about him? Does the whole army know where he is?
None of my men know he's here. I received confidential orders from headquarters. My name is Colonel Blake.
Oh, Colonel Blake.
Doggone it, Colonel. You sure saved our necks.
Well, I'm glad we arrived in time. The Indians will be driven back where they belong. Coming up in the rear as we did, we saw the men who incited them. Those men will be captured.
Great. I hope the orange...
I'm sorry.
Huh? Ooh, all right.
I'll take the report the Lone Ranger has for me. Now, my men will be camped close by, and the signal of smoke will bring whatever help is needed.
That sure will be a help, Colonel. It sure will.
I have all manner of medical supplies, and one of the best surgeons in the Army in my detachment. These are all at your disposal.
Matt Wood.
Here, Indian. Get on your feet.
I don't blame Tonto for feeling that grateful to you, sir. He's been at his wit's end trying to doctor his friend.
Tonto, eh? Well, stand up, trusty scout. We're going to save the Lone Ranger for you. For all of us.
And this first time, Tonto shed tears.
Tonto. Never mind. Them tears is something to be proud of. God bless you.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.